Hi there, this is Scott. Just want to quickly talk to you, a quick thought of the day about hibernation. Now, I'm not talking about hibernation of animals, although it's very relevant at the moment, being winter in this country, and you think that a lot of these creatures perhaps have got the right idea. Perhaps humans aren't the most intelligent, perhaps it's animals. We all stay here in the cold. They all either hibernate or migrate, and I kind of think they've got some sense sometimes. But no, I'm not going to talk about hibernation of animals. I'm going to talk about hibernations of humans, us, you, me, everybody else. And in relation to the seasons of life, now, a lot of people consider seasons of life that you start off when you're born in springtime, develop in your childhood to young adult into summer. Maybe then you get into your mid past your middle age, and on that you get into the retirement age in the autumn, and after that it's your winter years, and that's it. I don't kind of see that. I think we all have seasons. I mean, you have seasons every year. It's a repetitive cycle because after winter comes spring, and it keeps repeating. And I think that's what happens in many of our lives. But it's often up to us, and we don't realise that those seasons are up to us. It's up to us how long or short each one of those seasons are. We all have ups and downs, and we'll go through life, and we'll have a lot of times where we're up and we're flourishing, and times where things fall apart. Don't work. I think that when we're flourishing, we're in spring and summer, perhaps things drop off autumn and things just ground to a halt. It's winter. And drawing on my own experience, I had what I would call quite a long winter, where I had a very bad experience. I had a split up with my wife, and I basically entered. Was in and kind of things weren't right. I was in the autumn, and then I kind of fell into winter. I hibernated. I went back into myself. I was quite withdrawn, and I went a while, and I kind of stuck my head out for a while, and then another batch of things went wrong, and I ended up hibernating again. Now, coming out of that was very slow, but sometimes you have to, and I think the difference between successful people and not successful people is about doing things when you really don't feel like doing it. Okay, and that's the difference, because even successful people will have times where they don't feel like doing anything. However, whereas we're thinking, oh, I don't feel like doing anything, and don't, then I don't feel like doing anything, but I'll do it anyway. That is the difference, and I think that's something that we've all got to learn if we want to be really successful. We've got to do things we perhaps we don't want to do when we don't feel like doing them. Okay? And it's that sort of thing. Sometimes you've got to get yourself up, you've got to get yourself out, and even when you don't feel like it, you have to stretch your comfort zone. Okay? You'll note some of these successful people probably have really big comfort zones. You're thinking, oh, how can I do that? It's because they have stretched themselves. Now, some people stretch and they go, ah, shock, and then the back. That is being like an elastic band. They probably stretched too quick. They probably got there, felt really uncomfortable, and instead of trying to deal with it, they've just retracted again really quick. Sometimes it's to gradually get out of your comfort zone and gradually encourage yourself and stretch. And the further you stretch, the more your bigger your comfort zone is. The more comfortable you are going to feel. You've got a bigger area to play with. So you need to do that. You need to stretch out and make yourself more available. You make, need to make your horizons wider. Okay? So just get out there and do stuff, even when you don't feel like it. Get out there, stretch your horizons, because it is up to you. The, if you don't, if you just hibernate, which is what I'm talking about, hibernate during your winter, you're really gonna last your winter, I should say, is going to last a lot longer. Whereas you're the brave little creature that comes out the hole, forages for nuts, keeps himself going, keeps himself busy during that winter, and he will see spring a lot quicker. So just remember that we all have seasons through life. There are ups or downs. Life is a roller coaster ride. But if you really want to get on, you really want to get through the winter, then you've got to really get out there, get through it, and spring will come a lot quicker for you. All right. I hope that's maybe helped you. Maybe I've just rambled on, but if it's helped you, then I'm very pleased it's helped you. Anyway, get out there, live, embrace life, and I wish you all well. Take care.